There are similarities between Minnesota's Iron Range and northern Wisconsin's Pinoki Range in Ashland and Iron counties, but after meeting with Minnesota DNR and pollution control officials, Wisconsin DNR mining leader Ann Coakley says there are differences, too.
The biggest difference between the two is that theirs are very shallow deposits, so they don't have as much rock to take off before getting to the deposit. The Pinoki Hills deposit, there's more overburden to take off of the deposit, but otherwise they're very similar deposits.
Coakley says Minnesota iron ore deposits are 500 feet and shallower, where the Pinoki deposits may mean drilling up to 1,000 feet. She also says the meeting in Eveleth was designed as a staff-to-staff information exchange between both states, not for legislators or tribal environmental experts. State Senator Bob Jouk represents the proposed mining area. He asked the Walker administration to let legislators tag along.
I had hoped to be able to be part of these discussions in Minnesota because I'd like to hear exactly what they're hearing at the same time that they hear it. I think that that's useful in interpreting the information. Plus, I have a set of questions I'd like to be asking that may be useful as well.
Coakley says she and other DNR officials will attend a three-day mining forum next week hosted by the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission at Bad River. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.